Bumper plates versus iron plates, differences and how to use each. Weight plates are the true fitness equipment for anyone eager to gain slabs of muscle, develop brute-like strength and develop athlete performance. Mainly there are two types of weight plated used: iron weight plates and bumper weight plates. But what's the difference between forged iron and bumper plates? Let's know, starting with bumper plates. What are bumper plates? Otherwise referred to as bumper plates, those colorful plates available red, blue, green, yellow, and white are made from a dense rubber material. Bumper plates are designed for sports like Olympic lifting, where dropping the load to the ground after an important snatch or clean and jerk is a sports component. Because they are used during competition, bumper plates are more standardized. They need a group diameter of 450 mm and a chrome steel insert with a 2-inch center hole for Olympic bars to undergo. The color of every plate corresponds to its weight. Red 25 kg 55.12 lb, blue 20 kg 44.09 lb, yellow 15 kg 33.07 lb, green 10 kg 22.05 lb, white 5 kg 11.02 lb. You can get much smaller size plates too. These also are colored and vary from a 2.5 kg red plate to a 0.5 kg white plate. Well, in the case of high-temp bumper plates, they vary from 5 kg to 25 kg plate. You can prefer a one more rep weight plate set instead of buying pair of plates. What is cast iron plates? As the same suggests, forged iron plates are made employing a casting of cast iron. Iron plates are then covered in either an enamel paint or that super cool weathered look lacquer you get from a hammer toe color. Some forged iron plates have inbuilt handles, so you'll carry them more accessible. Best of all, they create a cool metal-on-metal noise once you jam them against one another. It's what we call plate thunder within the Spot Bro offices. That's the vital sound of a bodybuilding gym. Because forged iron plates aren't utilized in competition, they are available in shapes and sizes from circular to hexagonal and from standard Olympic diameter to much smaller ones. Difference between the bumper plates and iron plates. You almost certainly see conflicting opinions everywhere on the web making fun of individuals who use bumper plates, which we don't condone, or saying that iron plates are the sole thanks to going, and we're getting to break that down for you. Iron plates tend to cost less. The most crucial difference between bumper and iron plates is that iron weight plates are cheaper. There are plenty of iron plates out there, some of them are often super expensive, but generally, iron plates are less costly than bumper plate sets. A 20 pounds rubber plate and a 20 pounds iron plate weigh precisely the same amount and are both getting you the gains you're trying to find. Iron and bumper plates are different sizes in diameter. The second difference between bumper and iron plates is the size difference in diameter. All bumper plates are an equivalent diameter across all weights, and iron plates vary in diameter. The rationale for this is that bumper plates are designed to suit the bar and hold the bar at the right height for deadlifting or starting position for an Olympic lift. Iron plates are used much less frequently in Olympic movements to vary in their width and density. The third difference between iron and bumper plates is that iron plates are denser and thinner on the bar, and hence they are preferred by powerlifters who are moving massive weights. Because they are made out of rubber, bumper plates take a seat more widely on the bar as they get their density from their width. Rubber is far quieter when in use and when dropped. The fourth difference between bumper and iron plates is that bumper plates make lesser noise on the bar. If you're lifting in a garage gym, this is often huge because you won't H.